Coming to you pre-recorded from the Dream to Reality Entertainment Studio, this is the D2R Podcast.
Welcome to the D2R Podcast. Danny's humming us a little tune. Across from me, next to Danny humming the tune, is Jamie.
Hey, hey, hey.
I'm Ryan, of course, and then next to her on the other side is John.
What do you do?
They're sharing donuts right now. Jamie's opening some
Butterfinger.
Butterfinger.
You know it. Hey, nobody lay no finger on my Butterfinger.
And that's how we start today's show. So how's it going?
I'm going.
We're back in the swing of things now. This is, we're well into the new year.
That is insane. A month almost gone.
You guys still having troubles writing 2014?
Yep.
Still writing 2013 on everything?
Yep.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah.
For the most part.
I've mastered it already. I made a point.
I usually fuck up the date before I fuck up the year.
The date?
Yeah.
As in, how?
Like, today's a, I write 28th if it's the 25th. I'll just take a wild guess off my head what day it is. Write it down. That's all.
It's interesting.
I don't keep track of the date as good as I should.
I don't keep track of the day. Like, I get real confused. Like,
when hell no.
We had, like, shut down for Christmas and
I'm
all
on
that.
Like,
I thought it was a different day every day. Like, today would be Tuesday, tomorrow would be Saturday. For me, like, in my head, it would just feel like a different day. And it'd be none of those. It'd be like a Wednesday or something.
See, I know what a Monday feels like. I know what a Friday feels like. You know, you go to work on Monday, everybody's like, ugh.
Well, have them give you 2 weeks off and then try and
figure it out. I had, like, almost 2 weeks off.
Like, holidays in between. Mm-hmm. Like, it messes me up.
That was that Christmas, New Year's thing I had off like that.
But
sucked.
If you didn't have to work on a Monday, would it still feel like a Monday to you?
No.
See? What's it feel like, typically? Like, if you had to work on Tuesday, it feels like a Sunday, then.
Yeah.
See?
Because I hate Sundays. Because you got to work on Mondays.
Yeah.
That's all you think about.
I love Sundays. Sundays rock.
Fuck that.
I don't like Sundays, either.
Can't stand them.
Because I've had to work so many
starting
Sundays
to mourn Saturdays. Like, fuck, tomorrow's Sunday.
Yeah.
That means the next day is Monday, goddammit.
You start getting depressed on Saturdays now.
Friday even pisses you off. Like, fuck, now I gotta go home for 2 days and I'm gonna be back here.
Yeah, exactly. What's the best day of the week? Thursday?
Friday.
Because you know Friday's coming.
Fuck that Friday. That's when
you
I get my check.
You can always get drunk on Thursday and just barely make it through the day on Friday.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Because then you got at least 2 days off. I think Thursday's the best day of the week.
Fuck that. I'm going to agree with that because I'm off that day.
Fuck yeah.
High five.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo.
Thursday.
Yeah.
No?
No.
Should we add that category to the D2R Awards?
Best day of the week? Best day of the week.
Yeah, it doesn't matter that much. let's see here. What do we want to talk about first? I got a bunch of options.
Oh, excuse me.
How about we start with this because this hits close to home for me. Should a guy poke another guy on Facebook?
Wow, that's...
Let me add one more thing to this.
Yeah, go ahead.
What if you barely know the guy?
Ah, fuck
and
that.
Poke you?
No.
That's when you get a direct message. Why are you poking me, queer? You know?
And is it, like, is it cool for... Like, I'll go back to the guy, and I'll explain... But is it different if two girls poke each other? That they, like, Danny, let's say you poke someone you barely knew on Facebook. It was another chick. Would that be?
That's weird.
Like, is that weird
it
too?
It was weird. Just as weird as I did get poked. One, and I didn't know, like, what is this? What am I supposed to? Like, I called my brother. John, what is this finger? Why is there a finger?
Why is she fingering?
I know. Like, what does that mean? Yeah, so, that was weird. That was
so when a guy you barely know drops a digit on you on Facebook, in the form of a poke.
Fuck that. Is,
and you barely know him. This has happened twice to me by two different guys.
What website are you on the bar?
Facebook.
No, you're on Fuckbook.
No, but I'm just trying to figure out, like, obviously you don't poke them back because you don't want to give them the wrong impression.
Oh, he poked me.
Yay.
Yeah. You know,
to
giddy.
Me, it's like, okay, first one happened months ago, and I was going to bring it up, but I was like,
man. You felt a little queer about it.
Well, I was just a little weird, and, yeah, and then when weird. I got another guy poking me, it's like, what's going through your head that you think it's cool to poke me on Facebook?
So like, when did the last one happen?
Like, here's the thing, like, if I poked you, John,
yeah,
you would say, oh, he's just being funny.
Yes, I would, yeah.
But now let's say... Let's see, I'm trying to think like someone we all... Okay. Someone that you barely know, that you're just friends with, like maybe you knew them 25 years ago in high school or as a childhood friend, or not even like a friend, you just knew them, like acquaintance or something, and they just randomly poked you.
In that situation, I think they're trying to get your attention, but...
But for what? Like,
say, hey, what's up?
But they don't comment on anything that you post. It's literally a poke, and then you never... It's not like they comment, they don't like things that you post. Is that not weird? Or is that...
Maybe they're just Facebook stupid. Maybe they haven't figured it out. There's still people out there that don't know how to do it.
It's possible.
Like, oh, I know that guy, poke, and what's that? Oh, fuck, I clicked on that. And then, like, they don't touch their Facebook in 3 months.
I could see this for one of them. The other one, he's always posting selfies of himself. I'm thinking he might be just a little gay. But the other one, I don't think I never see...
Just quit thinking about it. You're turning down a road that you need to turn around and go back the other way on. Quit thinking about gay people poking you.
Poke him back.
No! With a fist!
They don't have a fist, sweetie.
You make the fist icon a red one, a pissed off one.
They need a fist so you can punch someone on Facebook, and they also need a dislike button.
Well, if they're going to do that, you might as well have one that's throwing out scissors. Then you can at least play, like, fist, scissors, and
genius
poke.
I like
wow.
It.
So the one that's, going back to this, the one that's doing the selfies to poke you?
Like, he's always on Facebook, so it's not like you don't know what a poke is. Like, this other guy, I never see any posts or anything, so I'm assuming he might be a little dumb to Facebook.
Yeah.
But the other one, selfie here, he's there, and one of these, like, but yet he's...
Freaky!
Exactly.
Stay clear of that one. Block him!
The reason I, like, accept of these people that I don't really know, but I kind of know, is... You know, to allow them to be subject to my podcast.
Fuck that, dude. It's worth the loss in that case. Would you rather have the... Possibly?
Fuck it, right? Doesn't matter.
Two.
You don't want to die here one day. And someone's out
there. And looking in your window like, hello! You see him driving by real slow, playing that "Get Out of My Dreams and Into My Car" song when you're out there raking. The slow creep by in like the drop top Fiero.
He said drop top.
That's awesome.
I just don't.
Get out of my dreams. And he gets like this one with the glasses as he looks at you. And then dude.
Is that Billy Ocean?
Yeah.
I think so.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to play that song right now.
Right?
That would be my classic. Movie spotlight today. What is it called? Get Out of My Dream, Get Into My,
Car.
It's a stalker song.
Alright.
It's basically like, I dream about you all the time, you're getting duct taped, and I'm throwing your ass in my car.
I like it. Let's play that now.
Car.
All right. Let's move on.
Freaky.
Now, we talked about this a while ago. I don't know if you guys were on the podcast yet or if this was pre-Lewis. Joining the
pre-Lewis.
Pre-Lewis
era. PL. I don't know if this is PL era or post-Lewis era. You know Doug Hutchinson and that Courtney Stodden? He was is that one actor that was on The Green Mile. He was the dick.
The asshole cop?
Yeah, the asshole.
He didn't wet the sponge?
Yeah, he didn't. You guys have never seen that movie?
Never saw the movie. Okay.
It sucks.
Then this must have been pre-you guys then. And then he got married to that girl that was like 19. He's 53. She's 19. Or at the time, he was 50 and she was like 15 or something like that.
Ew.
And they got married.
Did you know that was almost the deal with Paul Walker? His wife's like ridiculously younger than him.
I did not know that.
He's like 40 something and she's like 23. And they've been married for like 5 years.
Whoa.
So he met her when he was like mid-40s.
And she was a teen.
Late 30s, possibly.
It's something like crazy 18. Like that. Something creepy. That's what I read. I don't know if the numbers are exactly right, but there's a gap in there.
Yeah, I got another story about that here in just a second. Mm. But anyways, those two, that... Oh, he was, 53 and 19.
That's crazy.
So that's like a however many year difference, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like 30-something years or something.
Yeah.
Almost. They've split up after 2.5 years.
Oh, America. Get out of here.
Go for your
year. Yeah, like, did we not see that coming?
Creative difference.
Let's see, dinner table scene. What were you talking about? Matlock and SpongeBob.
Yeah, right? Here.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, did you see what happened at the Dow today? And she's like, I like blue crayons. Yeah, right, honey, right.
That's creepy, right?
Yeah.
Beyond.
Like, does it not... Beyond. I mean, I understand it's creepy when it's, like, a 50-year-old and a 15-year-old.
That's
but does it ever
illegal.
Not,
it's not creepy.
Not creepy, you know what I mean? Like when he's 60 and she's 27, is it still creepy at that point?
Yeah. Well, do you remember Anna Nicole was like in her 20s, maybe late 20s, and she married that 87-year-old dude?
80-something.
Liver spotted up like he got hit with paintball guns. It was terrible.
Oh, damn.
Dude, it was bad. They were everywhere. It looked like he had measles. Or mumps.
Jamie.
Bad chicken pox, but there were liver spots everywhere.
He just gave me the visual. Who's that? Who's that?
He like owned the first rascal. Oh, the big coffee stain on his head?
Yeah.
You all talking about people's babies like that.
That's terrible.
Okay, well, here's another one. You remember the Olsen twins, right?
Of course.
From Full House?
Yes.
Well, Mary Kate Olsen, she's 27. She's dating the guy that's 44.
Yeah, sorry.
There's a 17-year difference.
And
there.
He just gave her a ring.
Yeah, is that creepy too? I mean,
yes.
27 and 44.
I'm like, gonna say no
on that one. Why? Why would you say no?
27. She's a grown ass woman.
No, they. There 44. Is no commonality
in
that.
They were.
Which meant she.
That dude must be loaded, huh?
What's it?
He loaded.
He's got money.
So that you gotta have more money than Mary Kate to impress her.
Yeah. Wall Street guy or something?
No, he is the brother of the former president of France.
Ah, yes.
Or Prime Minister of France.
Oliver.
International diplomat.
Ta-da.
That's where that comes in. Fuck being rich. If you're a fucking diplomat, you can get away with anything.
She's loaded, too. That's the thing. Like, they're both...
Yeah, but she doesn't have diplomat status. She can't go over to other countries and start acting a fucking fool and get away with it.
Yeah, I suppose. But I just don't understand. Where's the attraction there?
Like, none. Seriously.
Maybe the dude's hung strong. Who knows? Yeah.
Don't she know what to do with him?
Obviously.
Seriously.
She's cigarette. She's skin and bones. Like,
no.
That's gross.
He's hung strong, he's breaking that shit in half.
Thank you.
Maybe that's how she likes it. Maybe she wants to be broken in half.
Maybe.
Maybe she takes like 3-day bed rest and nobody catches on.
She doesn't do anything anymore.
Yeah, man, like she does shit. She's got money.
And then what about like Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones? There's like a 25-year difference between them. Well, they're not out. Well, they
I think they're done.
Or something?
They were, and I don't know what the status is now. Though.
What's going on with Michael Douglas? I thought he was all. Is he still alive?
Cancer, had throat cancer. Yeah, he's still going strong.
Okay.
I think it's cured or something. Is what I heard.
Good for him.
After he made out with Matt Damon.
Fuck
that
cancer.
Movie.
That's what I say.
Liberace.
Yeah.
We
played
Liberace.
Were they
ass
fucked each other?
Liberace was gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
Just so everybody knows. Guy was gay.
There's going to be one listener that's like, what?
Wait a minute.
get rid of these CDs now.
You're gonna get a support
that poster down.
I'm gonna throw these away and put them in my Clay Aiken now.
Yeah, fuck that. Jamie, go ahead and ruin it for him. Clay Aiken's gay too.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Hey.
Guess I'll put these.
Whoa! Oh. All
right, we're gonna move on now.
What the hell is that?
Orange Kit Kat, apparently. So you know how long it's been there.
Oh, God. He's
a Halloween one.
Oh, dude, I know they have Halloween edition Kit Kats.
Different. You work at Walmart.
It don't taste like anything.
I work in electronics. I don't work in Halloween, so I didn't know that shit.
You mean you never made a trip over to Halloween?
That's a different part of the world, no. My fat ass wasn't going to walk over there.
Does Halloween change to the Thanksgiving to Christmas to Valentine's Day? They already got Valentine's Day.
That pisses me off.
Walmart really? Don't play.
We do not. I kid you not, Christmas Day, that night they had a crew on our race, which is Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
So, as of Valentine's Day, is it going to be Easter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Day after.
What is that?
And then the Valentine's Day shit is going to be four rows over on clearance.
Yeah.
It's like a hot air balloon. For real.
What?
Ryan really is the Wizard of Oz.
That's my secret. Now I have to kill you.
Oh, wait.
We already had this discussion.
No, that was last week. There's a good transition. Let's play the theme. Alright, what would you do? What would you do if someone that seemed familiar, but that you didn't know, kept walking past you, back and forth, giving you a death stare each time? You're kind of telling them, get out of my...
Okay. Yeah.
Stare. Alright.
Somebody that seemed familiar, kept walking past you.
Let me reread it. What would you do if someone that seemed familiar, so like you've seen them somewhere...
I'm eating these.
But that you didn't know, kept walking past you, giving you a death stare? What would you do?
Are they bigger than you? What's their body stature look like? How big are they?
I don't know. They look familiar.
Just ask, hey man, you got a fucking problem? For real, be going out with it. I'll be scared.
I'd have to agree with that. May I help you?
I
have done that. May I help you? And she was. I don't know if it was a girl chick thing, because girls are real bad with that anyway. But yeah, she was just clocking me. Just, and I finally said, may I help you?
She liked your shoes?
I didn't know, I never bought it. She kept right on walking, and she did not make her way back.
Then you're like, bitch. Look at
bitch.
Me.
Musty bitch.
That was good. I like that one.
I would just let it go.
So you just let this dude
keep walking back, and I'd just be like...
Giving you the eye?
Yeah, just be like, okay, whatever.
John would be like, fucker's crop dusting. Bastard.
If you see me all of a sudden, like, I don't know. I think I wait till see if he does anything.
Don't give him the opportunity.
That's true too. But at the same time, what happens if he's just like cuckoo crazy and he just does it just to do it? You remember Paula on the bus?
I would wait.
Wait and see what happens.
Yeah. See how it played out.
So you wouldn't say nothing, Danny. You would say, may I help you?
Yeah,
Jimmy would be like, fuck do you want?
Fuck your problem, asshole. Give me the fucking crazy eye. Fucking silly bitch.
So what happens if this guy had nothing to do with you? No problem.
Yeah, what if he's staring
at me? Then why is he staring at me?
Until you said something.
And then all of a sudden, shit's about to
It's on, you know?
Becomes fucking Hunger Games.
And yeah, it's on.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
These goldfish crackers I'm eating taste like there's pot in it. Maybe that's just me.
Surprise!
You're passing those out to the kids.
For real, dude. I'm eating it like, what the fuck? Maybe I'm just high.
Maybe. Did you show up here high?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Do you take a break or smoke some?
I'm pretty good right now.
All right. All right, well, we'll call that the end of that segment. You guys ever watch this TV show on TLC called Extreme Cheapskates?
Yeah. Mm-mm. That's the hardcore couponers?
Well, this is... I don't know. I've only just started watching this.
Oh, no, these ain't the coupon ones, but these are just, like, cheap
these
people.
Are, like, extreme cheapskates.
Like, yeah, like, okay, people well, that go in their backyard and kill squirrels instead of buying chicken. Yeah.
Seriously?
Fuck yeah!
Dude, it's crazy, like, the reused paper towels. They're, like,
Solo cups? Dude's sitting there washing out his Solo cups?
They go through garbage looking for food that they, like, they have people over. There's this one Asian chick had, she's having people over that night, so she went through the garbage at a grocery store to find the stuff that they had thrown out.
Oh, I've seen that.
Like, day old, day old, day old.
Yeah.
And wow. And like the top had been smashed in. And yeah. And so it's like people were like looking at it like, this looks the best. Like, I almost wonder if they kind of help the storyline. Like, all right, act really creeped out by this meal, and then so they do because it kind of looked like bad actors, but yet you just don't know if it's real or not. But like, it, like
some people ham it up for TV though. Yeah. That's why you can't tell. Cause some people are like, "Oh, there's a camera at Barbette's house tonight. Oh my god!" Right. And then they just walk in there. Hello.
Right.
You know, they make it look like they knew they were going to be on camera because they already knew.
Right.
I mean, that's the truth. Everybody's got to sign the paper saying, "Yeah, you can show my face." They know.
Otherwise, you're blur.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're the guy. Yeah. So stupid anyway, asshole in the back.
There was a guy in Vegas. This was on one of the episodes. I don't know if you saw it. He tried to sell his testicle in a medical trial, like they were going to do some sort of like, you know, those medical trials you could sign up for where you like,
yeah.
Well, he was going to sell his testicle for, I think it was like, I want to say $25,000 or some shit like that to get that money.
How much?
Like 25 grand. Like,
fuck.
Like they were going to do some, I mean, you could die from this shit.
From what?
Medical testing, whatever they're doing. Oh. Like
research.
Yeah. They're doing research on testicles, basically. They're going to basically buy his testicle for
$25,000.
I'll sell mine.
Oh, yes.
Johnny would sell a
testicle. I don't want no kids, so fuck it. Yeah, I guess.
Jamie had to pay.
They took mine out, yeah, and I had to give them money. So fuck yeah, I'd sell one.
You'd sell the other one?
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'd have just a big, you know, sack down there looking like a wet, you know, like a grocery bag with some water in it. I would just pull it all right down and it's just this one wrinkly tube.
Now that would be a story, wouldn't it?
Fuck it. 25 grand, I'd get rid of it. I'd get prosthetics put in there just so I felt good.
Yeah.
I'd get big ones.
And then have one removed just so you can feel like them.
Yeah, just so I'd be like, oh, that feels right.
Yeah. I'm used to this.
I hate it. There's nothing to cushion the blows. Everything goes directly to that one.
But if you got it removed, you wouldn't have to worry about it no more.
That'd just feel weird, though. It'd have like a turkey gobbler below your penis.
You'd be doing the November downstairs.
Well, you know, it'd look like one of them things.
Yes, Jamie, I got the visual. Thank you.
It'd be terrible.
Do that sound again?
That's almost like that's almost the same as my Arab lady voice. But that's la 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 la.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you?
I don't think so. I don't need 25 grand that much. I mean,
if somebody was waving a stack at 25 grand in your face and said, all you gotta do is go to sleep, it'll seem like 5 minutes,
and you're just
wake up,
testicles.
Here's these pills, you're fine.
Maybe.
You would.
I don't know. Depends on, like, how many bills I had to pay or what I wanted to spend it on. I mean, if I didn't have anything and I knew that trial was going to be around for a while, I might put it off for a
while. I know somebody that's doing one of them trials. This has got me all nervous for keeping them for, like, 3 weeks. He's like, yeah, I got to go in there. Like,
how much is he making?
Dude, I think they're giving him, like, $3,000.
Yeah.
He's got to go in and, like, take some shit for, like, 6 days, and then he stays there for, like, 12 days or something.
So they can make sure to...
And yeah, dude.
Fallout.
Yeah, and I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. He's like, oh man, they give you food, place to sleep. They tell me they got internet and everything in there. I'm like, dude, fuck that. I've been broke before, but never like, you know what? I'm just gonna let these people try some shit out and see what happens.
I can't believe they're still like, that's illegal, you know?
You sign off on it.
Either that or a cat or a dog or,
yeah,
you know, whatever. They can't work. They can't do that on kids.
The dog don't sign off on it.
No.
Broke people do. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Should we be doing that with our homeless people? Just set them up for...
No, dude, you gotta, it's not just like anybody can come in there.
Should. It has been.
Well, I mean, like...
You gotta pass physicals and shit.
Well, for certain things, I would think.
Well, yeah, for certain things. But my buddy said he's gotta go through like a couple day physical. Like, they test everything to make sure
that... You should bring him on the podcast afterwards and ask him about
that. Do it before and after. Normally, right. He'd be normal, and then afterwards, he'll be like... Arr. All
right. Well, you set that up. Bring him on. Yeah, see if he'll do
sit there drooling on himself, waving $3,000.
See if he'll come on before and tell us about what he's got to do, and then we'll bring him on afterwards and have him tell us what he did.
I'll figure it out.
See if we can do that. That'd be interesting. I want to hear it if nobody
else... D2R investigates clinical trials.
Yeah, exactly.
Breaking shit here.
Hey, have you ever seen My Strange Addiction?
Yeah.
She comes on
that right, shit's
on
fucking weird. After.
You guys, it's the same channel, TLC.
This
My Strange Addiction.
Broad taking out toilet paper the other day watching that.
Yeah.
What?
Eating toilet paper, you that's toilet what she paper. Does.
There's a girl, that I was watching one, this girl.
With the cat hair?
Those paint pens.
Yeah.
She like sucks on it. And it like squirts the paint through the pen into her mouth. There, and then the most fucked up one, which that's pretty fucked up. There was a girl, she was addicted to pony play. So she...
Furry? Or a brody? A brony?
Pony.
Oh.
As in like
a horse. Real pony?
Like a horse. She gets in these tights. Now she's not dude. A thin woman.
I'm not
she gets in tights.
Where this is going.
And she puts
the little bite down thingy?
Thing in her mouth.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Her teeth are missing because she's knocked her teeth out from doing this. Like, they're missing over here. Like, all from here back is missing because of the bar she's got. You know how you see the show horses have that thing with the feather thing?
Yeah.
She wears one of those. And she goes, oh, she paints her face like a horse. And she goes around. She has this guy with a little whip, like, spanking her.
Oh, my God.
Walking around doing the... And I sat there, and I if I had a gun, I probably would have shot myself in the head because
I can't believe you watched it.
You twisted creep. It's like the Kardashians. Once you put it on, you can't stop watching. It's just a fucking train wreck, and you got to watch it. You know what I mean?
That's terrible, dude. That's creepy.
Yeah,
horseplay. People like that need to be put down.
Exactly. Put that horse down.
Say it. That stud is worthless right now.
Well, and then my question is, all right, she's fucked up.
Yeah.
The guy
yeah.
that's walking her around with the little whip, mm-hmm. he's even more fucked up, in my opinion.
Why? Because he whips her?
Because you're okay with this bitch just...
But maybe she takes care of him.
I don't give a fuck.
Dude, you would give a fuck if you had, like, a sugar mama who's, like, sitting on a nice pension and, like,
I'm not
some fucking...
some horse play.
Dude,
sorry.
I'd whip
her. Pig play.
I'd whip around a big girl if she was like, look.
And then I would wonder what's wrong with you. I
mean, I'm getting paid. That's what's wrong with me. I get to sit home all day, get high, play video games because, you know.
On demand this shit. She was living in.
Betty likes it when I fucking make her go, yeah. And I whip her ass for a couple hours a day.
This wasn't that scenario.
No?
It'd be different if you had... If
so dude was like Zed from Pulp Fiction. He was all weird.
They looked like hillbillies. Okay.
Oh, I'm sure.
These weren't rich people. I mean,
would that make it even weird if it was like Beverly Hills people getting down like that?
I think you can expect it more from those people. Haven't you heard about like all these politicians, all the weird shit that they're into? Like these people have lots of money, and then they like you find out like their weird sexual escapades that they.
They love mancock. I heard there's a lot of gay politicians
yeah,
out
that,
there.
But like the weird stuff, you know, like the
that's
shit
weird
shit you see in Hostel. You know, like they
go cut country, fingers off and shit,
and then they like rape these girls, and then they like eat their fingers and weird shit. Like yeah, just strange shit.
Gross.
I want to be a politician.
That was gross.
You know who Heidi Montag is, right?
No.
The plastic girl.
Yeah, the girl.
Okay, with
the, she's got the big tissues.
You can't describe... I'm sorry, John. I'm sorry, but you can't describe... The girl with all the plastic surgery. It's like, oh, yeah, the needle in the haystack. Got you.
Here, I'm gonna pop
is it the cat lady?
No.
Oh, you know who the cat lady is, right? See, she has a name. She's the cat lady. I probably know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
She's from like,
which one?
Laguna Beach. Or
oh,
something.
That one? Yeah. All
right, so we know who we're talking about now. She had 10 procedures during one surgery, and
that's just ridiculous.
Like 10 different things was going on. You know, she was getting something done.
Doctors tearing her face up.
And she had one of them was she's having her breasts reduced from F cup to C cup.
After F right now?
Yeah, and she had them reduced to C. That's a pretty big jump.
Yeah,
if you ask me.
Like, but she was flat prior and then went up to F.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't that big originally.
She had several to get up to F.
Right.
And now she's going down to C.
Which F?
I think is season an okay size.
That's ridiculous.
It is, because there's
not
A
F,
closed...
Because there's going to be some hanging and sagging.
Oh, they're gonna tighten that up.
That
must have been. If she's got the whole body shop working on that car at once, dude, they're gonna lay down the tent as well. You know,
it's like NASCAR.
For real.
These analogies that I'm
well, serious. They got it. Like Ryan says, they got a guy on the wheels. They got a guy cleaning windows. I mean, they got all that shit. I'm in there with you, buddy. You know, shake and bake.
Yeah, she's a. Why do all that to yourself?
Because you're stupid.
Like, if you guys could get plastic surgery,
because you can.
One thing was, is there one thing you would get done? Like, would you get a nose job? Would you get a? Would you get the lip injections? Mm-hmm. You know, you wouldn't do anything down yourself.
I don't know.
Like, I'm good.
Just set me up for the Bruce Jenner package. Yeah, I want the feathered hair and the very smooth face.
Shave down that Adam's apple while you're
out. Yeah.
It's
getting so tight. Oh, crazy. The quarter off of it.
But people are ridiculous. Like, there used to be that there's that show on MTV, True Life or whatever, and there's this dude who got calf implants to make it look like his calf muscles were bigger on the back of his leg. It's like, you fucking silly bitch, go do some squats, you know, some work out a little bit.
Earn the pec implants, too.
Yeah.
That's just terrible.
On that My Strange Addiction show. There was a guy, he was trying to look like a Ken doll.
That's just
fucking... And literally, he had implants here, you know, everywhere.
That's
terrible. He was getting implants for the abs, so he had, the 6 or 8 pack. He had the implants in his legs and everywhere, and in his butt, and, like, the whole thing...
That's cheating.
Look like,
I would not play Battleship with that fucker.
And he had the hair done. Like,
stupid.
And I was like, he lives in Chicago, too.
Dumb bastard.
And I said, if I ever see this motherfucker, I'm gonna beat the shit out of him. I'm gonna pop his.
You punch him in one of his prosthetics.
Yeah, I'm gonna pop those fuckers. You know how much money he spent on that shit?
Oh, I'm sure.
In his life, I'm gonna pop every single one of them.
Think about when he's dead in his coffin, like 100 years from now. The only thing that's gonna be left is that.
It'll be plastic
and bone. And bone.
Yeah, it'll be plastic and bone.
I wonder if he's ever come across that Barbie chick.
Even if they did get together, that's not like they can fuck. He has no dick. And she's
he's gay. He was on a boat with his. Guy friends, they were all.
Oh, you gay?
They didn't specifically say it. But
would they all look like action figures?
Like this. And you know,
did they all look like action figures? Though there was a Ken, no. A Duke from G.I. Joe. Well, not an action figure. Yeah, was there a He-Man with that sweet fucking?
He was the most.
What's that lady from The Shining? That's like the perfect. Not The Shining from Misery. She's got like the fucking He-Man haircut.
Oh.
Kathy Bates. Yeah. And then in Misery, that's like a He-Man haircut with the bangs and then the hair just kind of like right lampshades down. He-Man
haircut.
Yeah.
Would you rock the He-Man haircut?
No.
If I had He-Man muscles, that way ain't nobody going to say a fucking thing about it.
Jamie, no, you wouldn't.
Could get the implants and make it look like you're muscular.
Fuck that. I'd want the real strength behind it. Like, oh, I better not punch this guy. I might pop a balloon.
I want to go up to this guy and be like, I want to fight you. You look like you're big enough. You know, I want to see him, like, run away.
And he's like, nah, dude, I don't need to spill no liquids. You know?
It just pisses me off.
You can't pop my pectoral. That is cheating. That's a liar.
Yeah.
That's a fucking liar to the world.
You done with that?
With what?
I thought you were handing it to me. You were like...
No, I haven't even opened this one yet.
Did it not look like he was handing it to me?
I was pulling it a little closer.
Alright. I don't know if you guys heard of this one. There's a baby born. It was dead when it was born. So they took it to the morgue, and then 10 hours later they found it alive in the morgue. Have you heard this story?
No, I haven't, but you know that happens.
Yeah. That's weird, right?
That's like,
how are you born?
Imagine the guy working at the morgue.
You know, they're gone beyond the point of trying to recover the baby, so they send it to the morgue, and all of a sudden it's alive, like 10 hours later. It's happened recently.
That was scared the shit out of me.
Yeah,
well, that's the
zombie.
That's zombies. People being buried and they thought they were dead, and then they actually came back up with, oh my bad. And
somebody died. That was something they performed an incision for an autopsy or.
Embalming has that's only been a recent thing though. Yeah. That hasn't been around forever.
You know we're the only people that do that?
Embalm?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Americans or
I think something either America or like north just this area.
Yeah.
I think like we're the only people that do it. I don't think so.
They just bury them?
That's pretty much it. We're the only ones that hung up on that.
Yeah, we want them to look pretty like for, you know, a week later.
Well, because we do our viewings. Do they not do viewings over there?
They do.
They just do them quicker?
Yeah.
Hey, your grandpa's dead. So, funeral tomorrow.
You got 6 hours.
I gotta go get this suit. Or hurry up before he starts stinking.
Getting stiff.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Didn't you have to go through something where you got to, like, see...
autopsies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How was that? Was that interesting?
It was very weird at first. I mean, with them cutting in. And then you got, like, your little... thing is, because you know, especially with autopsies, cause of death, so you're cracking the ribs, and it's just like working on a turkey. It's,
gross.
You know, like cutting out the organs, weighing them, all that's good.
That's
you have to do the weight of the organs.
Do that?
Yeah, especially with.
What do they do with the organs?
With the organs? Yeah. Especially if it is.
Feed them to homeless people?
Well, there you go.
Black market.
See, there you go.
Okay. Did you sell them?
No. No. If they have to be used in any type of court case involving any type of intentional
like
death or homicide, yeah. Yep.
Murdered or something.
Mm-hmm. What they do? Cut them out, weigh them.
Does that really, like, matter in the court? Like, his heart weighed.
It does, especially if there's any type of toxins that have been used.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that, Major.
Back to the baby, though, real quick, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you tell the family that?
Your baby's alive.
Yeah.
We already bought the casket. Can we get a refund?
Can you imagine the phone call, though? Like, you know, okay, you're the one with the dead baby. I'm Mr., you know, morgue attendant. Right. You know, ring, ring. Hello? Miss Johnson? Yes? Your baby's fine. You can come on down to the morgue and get it. What? Oh my god!
Some sort of sick joke.
Yeah, no shit, dude. I wouldn't want to make that phone call. Like, fuck this, dude.
But, you know,
the baby would be at the hospital.
I'd put it down. If it was dead and it came back, I'd put it down.
No.
If you're the only one working in the morgue that night,
no one would ever know.
Then you take my baby right upstairs to the neonatal unit.
Nope.
Seriously, because the baby's born in the hospital, the baby's been declared dead, you know, no signs, anything,
yeah,
time of
like
death, you sign the certificate.
Down the street.
No, it's,
going,
it's downstairs.
They have one at
because they
hospital.
Have those downstairs. They have them downstairs.
Shake it.
Oh,
okay,
God.
You know what?
This podcast is over.
Dude, something ain't right if it just comes back. I'm sorry, I've seen too many movies. If I'm sitting there, the only guy working, washing my hands up, you know, and all of a sudden I hear, I'd be like, what the fuck is going on in vault number 4, you know, and I'd slide that thing open, and it's a reaction, I'd just start hitting, you know, like, oh my god, it's happening, what if that baby coughed on other bodies in there, and they're gonna come back too, you know, you start taking out all the bodies you have in cold storage, and you bash their heads in, you know, you're panicking,
god.
That would be terrible.
I think for once I'm not going to be the hated one on the podcast.
I would run out of the building screaming.
No.
You know?
I would wonder about the zombie effect. Like,
exactly.
Death rattles
what
as
causes
well.
That? Like, how are you born dead, but then 10 hours later you can be alive? What,
that's a big
what,
window.
What
that's a,
changes?
Yeah. That's not 10 minutes.
Baby wasn't crying for 8 hours. Baby could have been alive 2 hours later. It just didn't, like...
Somebody just miscalled it. I mean, you know...
Obviously
it's,
the heart was stopped, though.
Right.
Somebody better be getting fired.
And then I think with stillbirths, they do leave the baby with the parents for a little bit of time to grieve, whatever, and then they take the baby away, toe tag it, paperwork, whatnot.
Garbage chute.
You know what?
Into an empty compartment, you know, so it hits all sides.
Jamie.
This is like a Family Guy.
I'm just, what is it, the prom night dumpster baby?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, I don't hate to sound terrible, but that is just a weird scenario. 10 hours is a long window.
Wow.
If I was, like I just said, if I was working the morgue, I'd be a little suspicious and I'd probably panic. Because if I was working in the morgue, that's all I'd be thinking of anyways. One of these motherfuckers. One day, I know it's going to happen. And then that one day you hear it happen. You're like, all right, I've been waiting for this. What do I do? And then you panic.
My axe.
Obviously.
All right, Michonne or whatever to call it.
Michonne?
Michonne?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Throw that fucker in the furnace.
Who's Michonne?
You know damn well what you're talking about.
I haven't seen season 3 yet.
You need to. I told you. Take a day off work. You're unemployed. Get you some warm slippers. Some fucking...
Only temporarily, buddy.
All you need is a day to catch up.
As I posted this episode, I'm back at work.
Oh, yeah. Oops.
I was unemployed.
You should see, that's when you should have did it. I told you. I sent you that text message telling you to take a day off work.
I'm going to. I'm going to do it one of these days.
Make a Jack's pizza and a bunch of burritos and just...
I'm on the Tombstone kick right now.
You know what? I just had some the other day, too.
Pretty damn good frozen pizza.
I don't like any of those.
What do you eat?
We do Red Baron or we do...
I like Red Baron. The dollar ones?
Yes.
My old lady burns them up. I always got a corner of my freezer full of them things.
Dr. O likes the Red Barons, too. I always make those when she comes over.
Mm.
I was,
She got caviar taste, it sounds like.
I still like the Jack's Natural Rising.
Yeah.
That's old school.
Yeah.
I haven't bought one in a while. I usually do the flat crust ones now because they're always on sale. But
you tried that one?
I think a long time ago.
Good crust on that
one. You know who actually ain't got a bad one? It's Aldi's. As bad as it sounds.
Aldi's?
They got them big refrigerated ones that are like $5 for like a fucking huge cheese pizza. And for $5, it ain't that bad.
Right.
I mean, granted, it's not going to blow you all out the door like, whoa, but for $5, you can't get any better. It's way better than Little Caesars bullshit.
What?
Yep.
Caesars.
Fuck that. I can't eat that shit. It's the only thing that gives me heartburn. The only thing. Really? Yes.
It doesn't do anything to me.
Every time I eat it, the next day, I'm like, ah, and I'm just, you know, hot shit coming up my throat all day, and it's just, that sauce kills me.
For you, then. Yeah.
Dude, no.
It's not $5. It's good.
Yeah.
Dude, you can get that one from telling you.
Right? And I might even get the 3-meat one, which is $8.
Right.
Splurging.
Yeah, right. Look, I got $3.
Froggy tonight, I'm splurging.
Yep. And, like, I got a Pizza Hut one the other day with that. They sold me on the, oh, 3 cheese crust. I'm like, I hate that shit. But if it's new and they got 3 cheeses this time, maybe I'll try. Still terrible.
Pizza Hut used to be the best
pizza. Dude, it used to be.
The best pizza, in my opinion.
Back when I was younger?
It just got crap.
But, yeah, now it's just, like, Papa John's. I swear to God, when they first opened, it was the shit.
Now
it's like, where's the dough? Like, I remember when we first started delivering it, dude. It was good, thick pizza. Now it's like this paper-thin... You know, floppy shit.
Wet napkin?
Yeah, wet napkin pizza. I like to be able to fold my triangle without it, you know, going all limp on me.
Do you hate when they do the... Are you like a... It's got to be cut pie style? Or do you hate
depends
when...
Depends on where I'm getting squares? It from.
That too.
Because, like, whenever I order pizza, like, I hate the squares. So I'm always...
I
like,
love the squares.
I don't give a fuck how big the pizza is. You cut it pie style. Because there's certain places that only do it a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
I don't ask them to do that. You get your pizza spit on doing
I
that
love
shit.
Pile.
They cut you Chicago pile. Style, you get it Chicago style. You say, oh, cut it in... Like, I got an argument with the old lady. Tell them to cut mine in triangles. I am not fucking telling them to cut it into triangles. This is a family establishment. You know, you might as well go in there and spit in their face and then order a pizza. It's like, I am not telling... You better fucking tell them. I told them. I didn't eat that pizza.
Yeah. Order a separate one for her.
Yeah.
I think we should do a taste test on pizzas.
Oh my God, that'd be awesome.
Nice. So we'll get like one of every kind that's in the store.
I'm telling you, the best pizza place in town is down the street from your house.
And we'll get one from there. Oh, we're going to have so much fucking pizza. We better have guests that day.
We just won't eat that day, bottom line.
You think I can't take down a pizza?
You want a pizza at 9 in the morning, though?
Don't matter to me. Matter. If you can, you get one?
It doesn't matter.
You didn't have to be all frozen.
I can cook four.
Well, I'm saying it.
So it'll be 4 pizzas.
We'll start with 4, and then we'll do those, and the next 4 will be coming down. You could pick up a... I don't know if we can get Little Caesar. We're going to have to buy that the night before.
That's what I'm saying. You can't get a Maria's pizza.
Well, maybe we'll have to push that show back in the day. Like, later in the day sometime. After football season's completely over.
Yeah, I'm definitely not on that one, too.
How many days... Would Danny's be any good by the time we bring it up here?
You sure, yeah.
Reheat it. We can always throw it back in the oven just to...
Are you getting some Giuseppe's? You ever had Giuseppe's?
You know, let's make a list everywhere we want pizza.
We don't like pizza everywhere.
And then we'll do it.
It's
we'll
going to be great.
It'll
have to be a day I don't donate the day after.
All right, well, you get that
pizza last night.
Yeah. Look at this shit. And they're just scraping the tube. It's terrible.
It's awesome. Yeah, you have to bring your appetites. All right, always. So there's an upcoming taste test. All right. You guys know Paul Walker died in the car accident.
Yeah. Really?
What do you guys, it's all over the news.
Dude, there's all that shit I've been reading lately on the hoopla about, oh, there's video, he was still alive when it happened. It's like, I think those were merely nerves, because, I mean, the way that thing nailed that, the head trauma you get, yeah, and it's instantly exploded like that, you're burning up.
Yeah.
It don't matter if you're screaming for help or not, dude, you ain't getting out of that.
Pretty sure he was dead on impact.
If they would have got him out 15 seconds after it fucking hit the tree, he'd... be dead in the hospital.
Right.
He would have lived through it, but you know how badly he was burned, man? It was all, it looked like all of Two-Face all over his body. He ain't living from that shit.
Well, what?
Skin graft you with a soccer ball? What the fuck are they gonna do?
I
mean, don't get me wrong, it's terrible. Yeah, feel bad.
Contact, They can work on her.
Fuck that.
He was dead. I don't think he was...
I don't think he lived through it. That was...
like they pulled him out and he was still alive.
Yeah.
And he
Nope, none of that.
His character in the movie is a little different. You know, they can do crazy shit in movies. So what do you think they're going to do with Fast 7?
They're going to say he got arrested.
They're going to say he got
arrested. So they're going to open it with a mugshot. But him, they'd be like, well, he went down, you know, so bam, right there.
That's what you think they're going
to do? I would do it. Don't drag it out, like, use old clips you have of them. That'd be stupid. You know, well, we got this one of them in Los Angeles race, and then we'll cut to the one of them in New York, and it's still him.
Use footage from past movies?
Yeah, oh, there he goes, he left us. And, yeah, he'd be better off just
for sure, that's what they're gonna do.
Coming out with it. He's in jail, fucker.
That's how you would do it? You just throw him in jail? So I think the big thing was that people were concerned that they would do like he would die in a car accident in the movie.
That'd be bad. I wouldn't do it like that.
I wouldn't do that either because that's
it's bad
horrible.
Juju.
I mean, horrible press. Just like, uh-huh. Maybe the director's cut. You can do it that way. How would you do it?
I think I'm gonna be the bad guy on this one. I would have to fire your crash.
You think it? Yeah. I mean,
I think it makes sense
for the franchise.
Yeah.
But then again. It's all the people that...
I know.
You'd have all them hurt pussies out there going, oh,
so sad. Why'd you do it that way?
I can't believe you did that.
He's such a good guy.
Yeah.
I knew him. You know what's terrible about that? It's like when all the celebrities come out after one of them dies, like, oh, he was my friend, da-da-da-da-da. Like, when that guy died, I was watching shit on TV, and it was Bow Wow. You know, talking about, oh, yeah, I knew him. He was a good friend. I'd just seen him. It couldn't have been more than 4 months ago. And it's like, you haven't seen the dude in almost half a year, you know? And he was just a good guy, you know, down to earth. It's like, shut the fuck up. You didn't know the guy.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I bumped his shoulder once walking past him in a fucking IHOP, you know? So he's my friend. I can talk about him. It's retarded. You just made yourself sound stupid saying that.
Of course, Bow Wow wasn't the best version of the best...
He ain't.
Fast and Furious in Tokyo Drift. That was awesome.
Stupid.
Gee, John, I wonder why. Yeah, okay.
I stopped after the first one. I never saw the second, third, fourth, fifth.
I'm with you.
I did see the sixth the other night just because. I thought it was ridiculous.
I have them all.
You seen the sixth one?
I have not. That's what I had. Sorry. Okay. I haven't seen it, but I have it though. Okay. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, ridiculous. Just not interested in the little cars and racing and all that. Like, I'm good with an action scene in a movie, but I'm tired of it. I don't like the racing.
Oh.
It's not my style.
Yes, you want to say something?
I do.
I saw you look.
Go ahead.
I read the other day that that new X-Men that's coming out.
Days of Future Past, yes.
Right.
Yes.
That is a setup for... They're going to make one called X-Men Apocalypse. Yeah. Yeah, you read that?
Yes.
Oh, man, my dick got so hard when I read that. I was like, yes, dude.
That'd be epic.
That's like apparently what that movie is like why they came back from the future to try to... It's because the shit with Apocalypse is going down.
Yeah, I saw that.
And so that's why they try to go back to change what's... Yeah, it's going to be fucking sweet.
It's getting good, man.
Oh, well, you got to wait.
Apocalypse is like one of the greatest...
They said it ain't coming out till like May 2016.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I'm ready.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. I'm going to be like... Time.
I've been counting down this Godzilla shit for 2 years.
Saw the trailer for that.
Oh,
God. Yes. I sat there. John pulled it up on the iPad.
Yeah.
He goes, watch this, Dana. Watch this. I pulled it up, and here's me.
Yeah, I got a thing on my Twitter for it. And I was like, oh, man. I'm watching on my phone. I was like, fuck this. And I went to my TV. Pulled it up on the TV, and it was...
That was
crazy. Best part, though, when they're, like, skydiving through the thing, and you're looking through that dude's goggles, and he just looks over. Yeah, I was like, dude, I would shit myself in midair. You see the thing walking, like, what the fuck? And you're just falling through the sky.
So
fuck that.
You're remaking Godzilla.
Yeah.
Yes. And it looks...
I haven't even heard about it.
It beats the shit out of Matthew Broderick, I can tell you that.
I like that one.
I did, but...
I'll have to check it out.
But,
The trailer's insane. Look at the trailer.
It's pretty good.
The thing is, it's a good trailer. They don't show him directly out.
Right.
You can see him, and then they have little clips.
Right.
Flashing.
And then you see this. You see like his scales.
Yeah, it's
like a, yeah.
It's kind of like a well,
fog and dirt and all that crap.
It's badass. It's
the same scream. The same.
Oh yeah, you gotta keep that. Yeah. But you know what? A while ago, there was a trailer that was like just clips of the movie put together. But it, you know, there was a little bit of shit that was in that new one that's out. But it was only out for like 3 days, and then it was gone.
So it was fake, or
no? It was real shit. It was somebody leaked it out, and then like Godzilla was on it, dude. Okay. They pulled that shit right off the internet. You can't find it anywhere now.
Damn.
Because I even looked back at like old tweets when I first found it. I tweeted it to a couple people, and like you click on that link, and it's like forbidden fucking content. You know, I don't even let you look at it.
Hey, when they do that,
dude, it was a badass trailer. It showed a lot more than that other one. It was fucking sweet.
They'll re-release
I'm pumped. Right. Well, eventually they will.
When is that coming out?
This year, right? Yeah.
Summertime?
Say so.
I think June? I don't know. I'm there.
Kujiro.
I'm going to see that one. Kujiro. I'm going to see...
2014.
Okay.
So...
Captain America looks pretty good this time around.
Let's see.
I can't remember what the other one I wanted to see this year was.
New Hobbit, of course.
Damn it. I'm ready for that Apocalypse, man. That was
you and me both. Apocalypse.
Yeah. That's boss right there.
Yeah.
That's like the original mutant.
That Jimmy was talking about coming out of the copter.
May 16th is when it comes.
Oh, May. Oh, that's around the corner.
Sweet. May 16th. That's A7 weekend.
You see his scales?
Yeah.
On the movie pumped. Poster? That. Look at that.
I'm so pumped. I might bootleg it. Just so after I watch it, I can go home and be like, oh, man, I should have held that camera a little better.
Yeah, watch that on the big screen. Spider-Man's coming out. Okay, I get that one. I see that one.
Who's the villain in that one?
Electro, Rhino, and Goblin's going to be in this. Because I think they're set up for Sinister Six. That's why in the trailer you see Vulture, you see Doc Ock's things, and you see someone else. So I think they're set up for the Sinister Six in the next one. Can't wait for that one.
I thought I heard they were going to try and do Scorpion. Or was that no? No, maybe that was one of the worst villains things I was watching.
Mortal Kombat?
No, from Spider-Man. It's a dude in a big green fucking scorpion suit, and he called himself the Scorpion.
Yeah.
It's kind of weak.
He's not really... I don't like him as a bad guy.
Yeah.
Nerdville.
Hey, man, I'm telling you.
Nerdville.
When that new X-Men movie comes out, it's going to be off the chain in two more years.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're not too psyched about the new one?
I guess a little bit. I mean, what happened with that new Wolverine movie? It seems like that fucker came out in theaters and it's on DVD.
Dude,
yeah. It was bad.
The best part was you know, Marvel always does the secret little trailers at the end.
Yeah,
that was the best thing. Was that secret little trailer?
Why? What is it?
It was. I don't know, have you seen it?
No.
Spoil it. It was Professor and Magneto meeting Wolverine in an airport, and in the background you see the TV saying Stark Industries. Not Stark, is it Stark? Trask. And I guess they're setting up, well, they're going to set up for the Sentinels.
Oh, shit.
So the Sentinels are
mutant detected.
Oh, yeah.
That shit.
Whoa! Awesome!
I love that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Sentinels were like, you saw clips of it in the third.
Yeah, when they were in the training thing or whatever?
Yeah, the danger room. Yeah. It was an anorexic robot when they finally got to him, but I was like, but Sentinels, it's like the best thing in X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
And Apocalypse.
Dude, Apocalypse, man.
Apocalypse was a beast.
He's a beast, man. In the mutant industry.
Right.
He's the first mutant, man.
First, control of this show.
I'm just letting him go.
Dude.
I don't know about a couple movies I've seen.
Go for it.
Have you seen The To-Do List?
No.
No.
I saw that. It was pretty good. See it with a... with your significant other.
I don't watch movies like that.
Yeah, it sucks.
Oh.
No. But I don't have a significant other, so what do I do?
Well, watch it with yourself. You'll, by the end of it, you'll be playing with yourself. What else? Oh, just came out like a week or two ago. Lone Survivor in theaters. Mark Wahlberg, the four guys.
I don't go home, you don't go home. That one? Yeah.
It was.
That's my favorite part of the trailer.
I went and saw that. I went and saw it by myself. It was. It's pretty good.
Was
like
it?
the sound of like the gun. It reminded me of like when you're replaying Call of Duty or whatever, and I'm sitting there like trying to figure out what the fuck's going on. You know, my guy's looking up, down. You know, the sounds of that in that movie. Like I'm assuming. It was, like, so real.
Oh, yeah.
Thought I was there.
Nice.
It was a good movie, if you're into that.
I'm a fan of the Wahlbergs.
You need to see that movie. Oh, did you know the Mark Wahlberg?
The Wahlburgers?
Yeah, he's got the restaurant called the Wahlburgers.
The Wahlburgers.
Wow. Or Wahlburgers or whatever.
Yeah.
That off for the
How many
show.
Kids are in the book?
There's three of them.
Three of them? Okay.
There's Mark, Donnie, and what's the other one? Pete or something?
Yeah. and then
fucking Pete!
They're doing a reality show.
The Wahlburgers. Yeah.
Wahlburgers, yeah.
Thought that's what we were talking about.
Well, yeah, we were transitioning to that. But. Anyways, it's a good movie.
What? Oh, see, what's the show about then?
Wahlburgers? It's a restaurant?
Yeah. Oh, okay. About the restaurant.
Okay, so the non-famous one has a restaurant.
It's Mark and Donnie that own the.
But their brother runs the shit.
Does he? See, I don't know.
I think that's what the deal was. It was like, you know, they got the money to have their brother, you know, run this burger joint. Yeah, they just go in there. What's going on, Petey? You know, and he's like,
flipping burgers and with underwear,
there's
a
wrap
in
the
shit.
Oh, right? Come on, flip it.
Maybe that was a good movie. If you're into war movies, go check that one up. Have you seen Parkland?
No.
Got that.
I haven't seen a lot of shit lately.
It's the 3 days after Kennedy was killed.
Oh, okay.
Like what happens? Oh. Like pretty much. It was good if you're into that kind of thing.
You're watching serious movies.
What else did I see? No, I was laid off, so I rented a bunch of movies. I'm trying to think of everything else I saw. I saw a bunch of movies, like more than normal.
Can't think.
I usually fall asleep during movies. So.
I've been watching old movies.
I make it 15 minutes and I'm asleep. If I sit up, if I lay down, I'm out.
Really?
Yeah. Remember I told you when we did the Thanksgiving movies, like if I just laid down, I would fall asleep through both those movies. But since we sat here, I stayed awake.
Second one was, the third one was ridiculous.
Oh, it was horrible.
It was all over the place.
So stupid.
It was all over the place.
Bad reviews on that episode, too.
Yeah, it was just terrible. It was all over the place.
We couldn't even be creative to make it entertaining. It was so bad.
Yeah. Okay.
It was bad.
It was horrible. The first one's good, though.
Oh, yeah.
This one's
a classic.
Switching gears. Lady Gaga wants to be the first pop star to sing in space. In
yeah, I heard about that shit.
Yeah, I saw that.
Apparently, she's going to go to space and say, I don't know if she's going to put on a concert or if she's just going to sing a song or.
She's going to suit up and get tossed out there and.
I think we ought to leave her out there with the rest of the
Gaga.
Well, she does it all for the applause, you know.
Yeah. She does it all for the applause.
Oh, did we not set that up for him to watch?
How much applause do you think she's going to hear in space?
I don't know.
You guys ever thought about what does space smell like? Anybody know?
I'm assuming.
Now,
don't you guys have someone that works at NASA in your family?
Yes, we do.
Put the phone call in. I want to know.
We'll text them.
Smells like pure oxygen. You can't smell it.
Yeah.
You put your nose out there, you're dead.
Well, I guess that's the end of that one.
No, we'll put the text in to Jimmy and ask him. Yeah,
did you know you can get a one-way ticket to Mars? Or you can get on the list to go to Mars and, like, you know, their attempt is to inhabit Mars at some point. But you we're not coming back, basically. Like this round of this generation of people.
I would love
if you went, you're not coming back, but
I wouldn't want to be one of the first rounds. I'd be like third or fourth rounds.
Yeah. I'd wait till it was cheaper and better, like everything else is expensive.
I'd wait till you can come back.
I'd wait till GE started sending trips out to Mars when it's a little more affordable for me.
I wouldn't wait till you come back. I wouldn't wait till like third or fourth round when they have stuff already built.
Yeah.
Right. And then I'd be like, okay,
so you don't want to be the one out there building the shit.
I was just watching some shit on that, and it's like. If something went wrong when you're at Mars, it could take anywhere from like a little over a year to 4 years, depending on how, you know, the rotation and everything hits.
Isn't that fucked up?
Yeah. Fuck that.
That's just crazy to me. And one of the things you have to, like, obviously you have to go through all the physicals and, you know, once you're on the list and you have to. And
then you got to shell out your life savings.
Yeah, it's like.
And then everything else.
But then you have to go through 6 G's of force. Do you know which force that is?
A lot.
Like.
If you screamed, your head would blow up, dude.
Well, it's crazy, like, they do, like, Mach 3 or whatever, and people are like, you know, in the back, like, this is, like, way more force than that. You got to be able to handle that in order to get there.
Well, yeah, that's the thrust.
Because you're going that fast in order to get there. That's crazy to me. I don't think...
I'm good on that.
Most people are...
I'll stay on this polluted...
rock.
Rotated rock, yeah.
Bring it.
This ugly marble that we live
dude,
in.
Dude, I was watching some shit, like I said, it's Seven Wonders of the Universe, or of our solar system. Crazy shit. Like, Jupiter has a moon. Not Jupiter. Saturn has a moon that has, like, active geysers on it. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like... Bizarre. And, like, the asteroid belt, it's nothing like they say in the movies. You know how, like, in the movies, you're like, holy shit, dun, you know, flying. Yeah. They say it ain't like that at all. They say if there's one close enough to you where you can see the craters, the next closest one to you looks like a dot. So they're that spaced out, hundreds of miles away from each other.
Did I know that?
Space is pretty big.
Oh, yeah.
They said, I mean, everything's, you know, considered to be close, but in reality, they're pretty spaced out.
Right.
Well, I was like, wow, that's crazy.
In the movie, you know how bad that was.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Oh, shit, there's one.
But then they...
I'll be about 12 days before we get to the next one.
My kid's been arguing with me. Yeah, for real. My kid's been arguing with me. They found a new planet. I'm like, no, they didn't. But apparently it's just this asteroid, and the asteroid belt is, like, so goddamn huge and perfectly round, it's considered a dwarf planet.
Yeah.
It's not big enough to be a legal planet. But it's that like huge Pluto. Of an asteroid.
I know, they snatched its license. That was
fuck
rude.
That. Pluto sucked anyways.
What?
So they gave it back. They called it something else.
Yeah.
A subplanet or something like that.
That's not right.
That's a subplanet because it's small.
Yeah, but it's a subplanet.
How many of us were up until 11 p.m., 12, midnight, making those damn little science projects with all the little planets that you had to have sticking out there?
Not mine.
All that crap. No. You didn't do that?
I did mine on the way to school on the bus.
Orange dot, blue dot, red dot.
I'm done.
Bam.
No.
What kind of grade you get on that one?
Actually, I don't think he even made it to the school. I get broke and going up to my fuck it. Got away from project.
It's on the bus. In pieces.
All right.
You could use a
fucking Donnie pushed me. He's a broke. That's how John got the A.
Yeah.
Teacher's like, oh, poor John.
I heard that a lot, actually.
Poor John?
Well, yeah. Because, again, remember, I grew up after this one, so, oh, you're Danita Lewis's brother. Yeah. What happened to you? Wow, thanks.
Sorry.
She was such a good student.
That's awesome.
Different parents, huh?
Yeah.
I can
they
see that.
Saying that. That's all I know.
Poor John.
Every time.
Aww.
Son of a bitch. God.
Fuck.
Nothing right.
I was a little bit of an overachiever.
Uh-oh.
A little bit of an overachiever. This bitch.
I just didn't want to try is what it was.
Oh, that sentence came out a lot.
You were in the class with me, weren't you?
I know. I was going to say.
I knew you.
Every test.
I think it was our generation. Because none of us really did. We wanted to go anywhere.
No.
Our lives. No. I hated school.
No, me too.
School sucks.
Nowadays, I think I'd do even worse.
I
was getting in trouble for having a pager when I went to high school. Now I got a cell phone where I can just, if I'm bored, I can watch cartoons or a YouTube video on it and just, like, not pay attention at all. Fuck that.
I think there's certain subjects now, if I could go back and I didn't have anything else to worry about, I think I would pay more attention
to
certain things. But other things, like, that I know that I don't need to use, like they always said, you're going to need this knowledge.
Yeah.
If I knew that now, I'd be like, no, I'm going to learn exactly what I need to further, not to, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't have picked French for a language, which I took. You ever seen a black Frenchman?
Canada.
Fuck yeah, you're right.
Canada?
Damn! Damn! See, I just got school!
You got school. I think that's a great way to end the show.
Thanks.
Let's go! So, DTRpodcast.com, go there. Click the Amazon banner as I schooled the Lewises on.
Hey! We tried.
An hour ago when we started
tried.
This. That's okay. Now you know.
Now I know.
Apparently they were having issues.
Apparently.
Click on the damn thing, it went nowhere.
Well.
Now.
Now that's been explained.
Thank you.
Duh.
Shut up.
You guys want to throw out your Twitters?
JohnnyXGP.
Blue Liner, BLULINER 28.
J, that's the English version of a J, _Martin, 1384.
And mine is DREEM, the number 2 reality. can also email us, d2rpodcast@gmail.com. And that's it.
That's it.
Au revoir.
Ooh. Right.
You stuck by my tongue and hold my breath. Scared to rock the boat and make a waves. So I sat quietly, breathe politely. Guess that I forgot I had a choice. Let you push me past the boat. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up.
Check out all the great deals on Amazon.com. There's something for yourself and everyone else, and you can help out the D2R podcast in the process. Don't worry, it won't cost you anything extra. Amazon sees that you click the banner, and they give us a little kickback to help pay for the podcast. Be a hero and go to D2RPodcast.com, click the Support the Show tab, and click the Amazon.com banner. You've been listening to the D2R podcast, brought to you by Dream to Reality Entertainment. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the D2R podcast on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, and leave us a comment. We'd really appreciate it. Oh, and don't forget to tell a friend.